We're studying the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the writings of Bala Sulam. We are in item 141. You're welcome to get to our website and find the study materials or in the archive. You can also send us questions on kab.tv. Relevant questions will be asked here. So, the preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 141.
Yes, we'll continue as we were.
By the raising of man from the good deeds of the lower ones, we can scrutinize the completion of the Ahav of the tenth sphere of the second kind, that is their completion in terms of themselves through the point of the Shuruk. Then Abba and Ima themselves lower the Heitata'a from their Nikve Naim and raise their own Ahav to them, then they also have the strength to bestow to the Zat, which are Zon, that is, to the Gufin from above downward. Because the Galgalta and Naim of Zon attached to the Ahab of Abba Ve'ima are drawn along with them to Abba Ve'ima and receive the completion of their ten spheres from them. At that time, the full amount of Mochin in Abba Ve'ima are given to the Zon that rose along with them to their Ahab as well. Hence, when the five Persufim of Atzilut receive this completion of the second kind, the Vizgar to the Gufin of the first three Pertsufim, Atik, Arkhanpin, and Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, as well as Zon of Atzilut, the general Guf of Atzilut. At that time, the five Pertsufim of Atzilut rise and clothe the five Pertsufim of Ak. This is because during the Hitpashtut, the expansion of Gar to the Gufin of the five Pertsufim of Atzilut, they equalize with the five Pertsufim of Ak. Atik of Atzilut rises and clothes Pertsuf Keter of Ak. Arichanpin clothes Ab of Ak. Abba Ve'ima, Sag of Ak. And Zon clothes Ma and Bon of Ak. Then each of them receives Neshama, Chaya and Yechida from its corresponding Bechina in Ak.
Is this clear to us or isn't it? You go ahead, you can ask. No questions, not from here, not from the world. Excellent. Or perhaps to the contrary, you can understand nothing. Yes.
Today, it's Friday. I think many new friends joined us and they don't understand even a single word. So maybe you can speak about it.
So let's not study this. I don't know. Where do they not understand from where, if you're saying it that way? Well, if you don't tell me, then I will simply not teach this at all. Do you want to explain to me about everyone and what they know? Your question, I don't care. You're not hearing what we're learning. You have a problem, you raise your hand, and you want to put your question, and that's the main thing. And that I do not respect. So what are we doing? Tell me. You tell me. Where do they learn? Where didn't we learn with them? Tell me. If you don't say, then what will I do? So let's not study this. We're moving to the third possibility. The Arvut.
Arvut. It's page 395 in Hebrew, the Arvut, item 45. Sorry, item 25. We're reading from the Arvut, article item 25.